Thank you. Okay, Disimin Kuf Yud Dina Alisha Vafias Amatzas. So we are up to Sif Vav. It's wild the chumras you have to keep with the chashash for chametz. So Hakli Vav, Hakli Shaloshim Bay, the kli that you need the dough in, Tzrichin Bay. You have to make sure there's not a hole in it or a crack in it. Because the problem is that you'll have a little dough gets in the crack, and it's mechametz. And you should not put the kli
One second,
when it's.
isn't why you like why are you being so machmir? Isn't it all bottled before Pesach?
We're afraid that on Pesach you're going to eat the dough. It's not that piece of dough.
In the matzah, no?
So it's not, it may not be batal. On the edge of the dough, you made on the edge of the matzah, on the edge of the dough, you may have something.
So that doesn't become bottle.
Or if it's dry with dry, it becomes, it reawakens on Pesach. All right. The lo yiniach hakli b'shas lisha al karam uksas says, don't put the kli when you're kneading it on pillows, pan, tischamim, perhaps it'll get hot. Yizar shalachar kol yudches minutin. You should be careful that after every 18 minutes, you knock us a kli hetiv, clean the kli well, v'gam yirchitz yadav hetiv, and you have to wash your hands very well because you want to make sure there's no dough on your hands when you do the next round. All right. V'chein adafen v'eitzim, and then the pieces of wood and the boards that you're rolling the dough, yeshkiach aleim shalayevahem, shum nekev v'sedek, should be no hole or crack. V'cholapachas lachach could call yudches minutin, you knock away some hetiv. And at the minimum, after 18 minutes, you should clean them well. And the kalim that you make a hole in them that have holes in them. No, I'm sorry. That the kalim, the what do you call it? The utensil that you use to put the holes in the matzah. Make sure there's no dough on them. And the what do you call it? The shovel. Or the spatula that you put the matzahs into the oven, you have to make sure that there's not a crack in there. That little dough shouldn't go in and shouldn't get in there and become chametz. If it falls into the dough, something sharp, going melach salt, which is debatable whether salt is considered sharp, like tavlin or spices, like sidchai or live, literally means live, means fresh, fret lime. Afilo mashu, even if it's a mashu, vanilla shpasaycha, and it gets kneaded into the dough. But if it doesn't get kneaded in, it just falls on top, so then just remove it. So then kala isa, surah, the entire dough is also mashum, the meschamem is shum, because it gets heated up there. Pinimitsa isa, garan tvua, and if you find inside the dough a garan tvua, yitom ina isa, kaive etzba. You take, if meaning if you have a kernel that falls into the dough, you take from the isa the width of a finger, saviv hagaren, around the garen v'yashlich, and take it out, v'ashar mutter, and the rest is mutter. Ches yizaro shalei laniach es ha'isa afilu rega achas b'li esek. Should be careful not to leave dough even for 1 second without being worked on. You want to make sure the dough is constantly being worked. And when the dough is done, then you give it out to the people that are going to roll it. You should make sure not to make a large loaf, only according to what the Megagolim did. And if there's a little bit of dough left in the person that gives it out, anybody that's seen a matzah bakery, I should have some form of understanding of what the kids is talking about. So then Yelishu v'yasek, you should knead it and be Isaac in afilu that you shouldn't leave it even for a second without asik. Tess, amagalgalim yigagalu, those that are rolling it should roll up bezrizus, meaning quickly. Ba'al yishu lasik says a matzah kidemus ezetzura, and don't hold off on doing the matzah like with any sort of tzura. And you got to be careful not to put crumbs from the dough on the daf. You should make sure that there's no dough stuck to your hands. And when you see that a little bit of dough is stuck, yirchatzu yadayim heita, then you have to wash the hands very well. Yud, miyad la'achas shenigmar ha'matzah yinakvu b'zrizus. After you're done rolling the matzah, so then you make holes in it b'zrizus. V'lo yasu ezetzir, don't try and make any designs. Right, b'mah shemenakvim, with where you make the holes. Eli yimaru b'chol ma'adev, so you go as quick as you can. V'yad yitnu alasechatana, and after that you put it into the oven. V'yizar ma'ay shalayasha oysa afilu ma'at. And you have to be careful that you don't leave it in there even a little bit. Neged piyatanur. Opposite the mouth of the tanur, kisham timar lachus, meaning right in front of the oven, is very hot. So you shouldn't be waiting there. That's why the guys coming in with the sticks, with the matzah on the sticks, don't wait right, I think. They don't wait right by the oven. They wait in the outer room, so it's not too hot there. The person who's handing the matzahs to the one that's baking, it's very interesting what the kids are saying. Meaning, with the other ones, it doesn't sound like you have to be a Baal Torah in Yerushalayim. But for this, you should. Okay? Meaning, for the one that carries the matzah from the table to the oven, should be a Baal Torah in Yerushalayim. Yud Aleph, Yared Devar Hashem Yizar Shekoydem Afias HaMatzah Shaloi. So somebody who's Yare Devar Hashem should be careful that before he bakes his matzahs, Yasiku Heitem Mechadash as a tanur, he should heat up the tanur. Meaning, when it comes your turn, you want to make sure you heat up the tanur very well, and to spread out the coals on the face of the entire thing. Because who says that the person who was baking there before was careful with everything? Yud beis ha'ayfe yizar ma'ayin lashkiach shalai teschapal eza matzah. One who bakes could be very careful to make sure that the matzah doesn't get folded over. V'gam shalai tiga achas b'chavarta. Make sure one matzah doesn't touch the other because it's not going to bake. Ki b'makam ha'negiyah, because where the place where the matzah touches, v'chem b'makam shemeschafeles, and a makam where it folds over, ein nefes maher, it doesn't get baked quickly, yumeschametzes, and it becomes chametz. V'me'ira sheneschafla o sheneschnafcha eza matzah. And if it happens that if the matzah does fold over, or if it blows up a little bit, then you have to crack off that piece, and that's chametz, v'ashar muteres, and the rest of it is mutter, meaning it doesn't aser the rest of the matzah.
And this is where we get gebras from.
What are you saying?
And this is where we get the gebras and the non-gebras from, no?
Well, that's not exactly, well, it's a similar. Yeah, very good. It's similar, but here we're saying the problem, you also have to, the Kitzur Shulchanaruch leaves this out, but when you have a kofel in your matzah, right, you see a fold, so you're supposed to crack it off. You also have to crack off a thumb's worth, right? And the rest of the matzah is kosher, which is, think one second, it comes out, according to this.
The matzah is chametz, I mean.
Right, so you basically, this is a proof, not that it needs a proof, but there's a proof that you can bake a cake in your oven at the same time as matzah. Right, and you just crack off the part where it touches, and if it doesn't touch, then it's fine. But don't say that one at home, right? Because that will cause all sorts of problems. But that's what it's saying. This, he says, he calls it matzah. I mean, he calls it chametz, and it's connected to the rest of the matzah. And still, you just crack it off. Okay, I mean, if you understand taruvus and mixtures and how it works, the reason why the taste doesn't spread is because matzah is not something fatty. So therefore, the taste sticks only. It only stays local. It doesn't travel. Avalim noga zubazuka shein adayin leichus betana. But if when they were moist, they touch themselves in the oven, then yesh lahatir b'di'evid. Then that's mutter b'di'evid. But that's only if they're touching. If they're one on top of the other, then you have a problem. Matzah nefucha, a matzah that's blown up. Haynu shenikra sheneschalka hamatzah ba'ovia. It's recognizable that the matzah splits thick-wise, and the opening is like the width of a thumb. That's no good. Meaning it's like sort of like a pizza, the way I look at it, where it blows up. So it has a bottom, and then it also has a top. So then that if that were to happen, then that thing is chametz. All right, we will stop over there. Everybody should have a fine night.